For a growing number of people with low incomes and bad credit, pawn shops like this one in downtown St. Paul are a substitute for a bank or a credit card, a place to get ready money backed by collateral such as a VCR, tool set, or wedding ring. Pawn your personal property and you can have it back a month later for the amount of the loan plus interest and fees. If you don't come back, the pawn shop can put your property up for sale. Last year, the Minnesota legislature passed a set of regulations designed to protect pawn shop customers. The bill's Senate sponsor, DFLer Leonard Price of Woodbury, says interest rates charged by pawn shops were a focal point of the legislative hearings.
When people heard 300%, 270%, there was a lot of disdain toward that kind of charge. And again, it isn't that only poor people or low-income people use pawnbrokers, because as I learned, there are lots of folks out there that use pawn as a way to finance particular things that they want or need. But nobody should have to pay that kind of interest rate.
Price's bill, which went into effect last August, capped pawn interest rates at 3% a month or 36% annually, plus a reasonable fee for storage and services. Price says the reasonable fee language was meant to give pawnbrokers some wiggle room. Now, pawnbrokers admit they're using that wiggle room to charge the same rates as they did before the law was passed.
How much trying to borrow?
Well, I'd like to get 50 anyway, if I could.
Probably get you in the area of half that, around 30 bucks to get a loan out of
somewhere. I'll do 30.
A Minnesota Public Radio news editor pawned a television at a pawn shop in downtown St. Paul.
It's 12.5% every 15 days, so on 30 it's 12.5%. $3.75, and there's a dollar fee on pickup that we add for the St. Paul Police Department check out the item.
Okay.
The $1 charge for the police check pushed the cost of the $30 loan to $4.75 for 15 days, a 380% annual interest rate. That figure is off the charts nationally. Of states that limit total pawn interest rates, the nation's highest is Georgia at 300%. The head of the Minnesota Pawnbrokers Association, Duluth pawnbroker David Gilberg, says it's no secret that the state's pawn shops have not really lowered their rates to 36%. He says most charge interest and fees totaling an annual equivalent of 240%, or 20% a month.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Some shops are going up to 25%. I'm not aware of anyone right now who's encroaching into that 30% range. There may be, I'm just saying I'm not aware of it.
That's real interesting information, because we did intend that it would be 3% per month, which I translate into 36% annual.
Senator Price says pawnbrokers charging the equivalent of 200 or 300% interest are violating the intent of the legislature.
I think if there are consumers out there that are unhappy with that, and I suspect we'd hear from them with more experience, that they would file a complaint with their respective county attorney, and then I think we would have some discussions about that in the legal system.
Price acknowledges that in a legal challenge, a judge or jury would have to decide whether pawn shop charges are violating the reasonable fee language in the law. Gilberg of the Pawnbrokers Association says he tells members to charge only fees that they can logically defend as necessary to cover their costs and make a decent profit. He says if pawn shops could only charge 36% interest, they couldn't survive.
3% a month sounds like an awful lot of money when you're dealing on something such as an automobile loan or anything like that. But when you're talking loans as an average of under $50, at 3% only, you have to write an astronomical amount of loans to receive enough financial charges to make a living.
There is some evidence to support that claim. John Caskey, an economist at Swarthmore and author of a book on pawn shops, says northeastern states that limit total pawn interest rates to 36% do drive many shops out of business.
It's quite common in the Northeast to find very few pawn shops. The ones that exist are in large urban areas where they can do high volume, and often they'll only, say, accept as collateral jewelry, high value items where they can make a profit while charging only 3% a month.
So, Caskey says, New York, which limits pawn interest rates to 36%, has only about 70 shops statewide, half the number in Minnesota. The Pawnbrokers Association says the number of pawn shops in the state has grown from about 90 5 years ago to 140 today. That mirrors growth in the industry nationwide. The number of pawn shops in the country has doubled in the past 10 years. Richard Fuller, a Minneapolis attorney who helped negotiate the state pawn regulations, says pawn shop customers are entitled to credit at reasonable rates, just like everybody else. He says he wouldn't mind pushing some pawn shops out of business by lowering their interest rate cap.
There may not be a pawn shop on every corner. There will be enough pawn shops to fill the need.
Senator Price says after gathering more information on the practice of Minnesota's pawn shops, he may consider rewriting the law, if that's what it takes, to bring pawn interest rates down. I'm John Bewin, Minnesota Public Radio News.